sharing Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty. Lord, I was born a rambling man, trying to make a living and doing the best I can. And when it's time for leaving, I hope you'll understand that I was born a rambling man.
And welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. I'm Cheryl Fritz, sitting in this Wednesday morning. Joining me on the phone now, Jeff Steyer, who is senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research in Washington, D.C., and heads up its Risk Analysis Division. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Cheryl. Thanks for having me on.
A pleasure to have you. I was reading with great interest about the Bureau of Land Management's methane and waste prevention rule. Maybe the easiest place for us to start, sir, is for you to just explain what that rule is and when it came into effect.
Absolutely. Well, it came into effect in the waning days of the Obama administration after a very long period of deliberation about it. And this is an area where the EPA has been regulating the fracking and methane and gas production on federal lands. The states also have authority to regulate this type of extraction of energy from the earth. But you know how the Obama administration is. If there are two agencies, both at the federal level and now at the state level, regulating something, they figure, why not add a third?
Absolutely. And as you said, this is one of those that was kind of slipped in at the end of the Obama administration.
Yeah, it was really interesting because they had 8 years of rulemakings. And this one, I don't think, made enough common sense. I don't think they had the science behind it. And then what they did was they said, okay, well, we're going out of office. We better find a way to get this one in. And they did that with a handful of so-called midnight regulations. The good news about midnight regulations, Cheryl, is there is a way to have Congress exercise its oversight authority, but actually do that with teeth. And actually, in some of these last-minute midnight regulations, Congress could act. Now, this action by Congress is very rarely used because it has to be signed by the president. And which president would want to overturn their own regulations?
Exactly.
Well, now that we've had a change in office at the top, this Congressional Review Act is actually coming into play. It's already been used. And the House voted to review this midnight regulation on the Bureau of Land Management restrictions and kind of duplicitous or triple regulation on this type of extraction of energy from federal lands. And the House decided we want to call this one back. And the Senate should be voting on it next week. All indications are that it will go along party line votes. And as you know, in the Senate, you need 60 votes.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think that's not enough. But when recognizing the kind of rare situations when this type of congressional review can be used, the authors of the legislation said for this type of repeal of really bad regulations that could only be done within 100 days of their implementation and that could have to be signed by the president, you don't need 60 votes. You can do it by simple majority.
Uh-huh.
And that's what's happening here. This is a very historic, rare opportunity for Congress to take back some of the power that it actually has, which they granted to the executive branch. The executive branch, if they misuse that power, if they go beyond what Congress intended, this is an opportunity for Congress to say, hey, this is really congressional authority. We gave it to you, the executive branch. You did exactly what we didn't want you to do. So now we're going to rein you in. That's usually hard to do because once the regulation is passed, it's hard to undo that.
Sure.
But this Congressional Review Act allows that to happen in a specified time frame with only a majority vote, and it has to be signed by the president. So that's why it's been rarely used. But this is a kind of a historic 100 days where some of this can be done.
One of the things with this, in particular, this methane and waste prevention rule that had gone into effect that you've just described how they're trying to reel that back, is the feeling that it is impeding, of course, oil and natural gas production on these federal lands, isn't it? That, I mean, that's the gist of what this
that's
was.
That's the crux of it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, here's the thing. The Obama administration either did not understand economics whatsoever or did understand economics whatsoever.
Oh, my.
If they did not understand economics, what they didn't understand was that by increasing the price of production of gas on federal lands, making it harder to produce, then they were making it easier to get gas from overseas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Energy security is a big issue. And if you make it more expensive to get gas on federal lands, then we're just consumers, we'll just buy it in the open market at a cheaper price from other sources. So that's if they did understand economics, and I kind of think they did because they don't want us drilling here.
Sure.
The alternative is they just didn't have a clue. They had no idea that they just figured, oh, we're going to make this more expensive. It's going to be a bit of a federal money grab. We're going to make it harder to drill. It's just going to be less waste. It's going to be harder to do. That's great. We're going to really be tough on them. And they didn't understand the economics of it, that if that causes the price of extracting that energy to go above the market price, then people aren't going to buy it. Investors aren't going to drill there. So either way, they didn't understand it, which I think is possible, or more troubling is they did understand it and they'd just rather us get our energy from overseas. Well, they'd probably rather have us get our energy from the sun and wind, but we know how well that's been working.
Yeah, not entirely. We can do that in addition too, certainly.
Exactly.
Very interesting topic. I appreciate you kind of walking us through that, and I love how you help us understand the historic significance of what is happening with the Congressional Review Act at this
Absolutely.
Point in
Stay
time.
Stay tuned next week. The Senate will be meeting, and it'll be, from a historic perspective, it'll be interesting to see what they do on both this act as well as other congressional reviews. It's really a fascinating time.
I appreciate your insight on all of this. Jeff Steyer, Senior Fellow at National Center for Public Policy Research in Washington, D.C. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thanks, Cheryl. Bye-bye.